PJM MRC Preview, May 21, 2025, written by Devin Lisiesian and read by an automated voice. Below is a summary of the agenda items scheduled to be brought to a vote at the PJM Markets and Reliability Committee meeting. Each item is listed by agenda number, description, and projected time of discussion, followed by a summary of the issue and links to prior coverage in RTO Insider. RTO Insider will cover the discussions and votes. See next week's newsletter for a full report. Consent Agenda. B. Endorse proposed revisions to Manual 1, Control Center and Data Exchange Requirements to reflect NERC Standard EOP-8 and the PJM to slash to P-Matrix. The changes would update the Generation Scheduling Service table with data requests through the Generation Periodic EDART system and the Cold Weather Checklist. C. Endorse proposed revisions to Manual 3, Transmission Operations, drafted through the document's periodic review. D. Endorse proposed revisions to Manual 6, Financial Transmission Rights, Manual 11, Energy and Ancillary Services Market Operations, Manual 28, Operating Agreement Accounting and Manual 29, Billing to Codify PJM's Market Suspension Rules, as approved by FERC in ER 23-1431. E. Endorse proposed revisions to Manual 36, System Restoration, written through its periodic review. Endorsements. 2. ELCC Data Transparency and CETL. A PJM's Dan Bennett and Josh Bruno will present a proposal aiming to make the RTO's Effective Load Carrying Capability, or ELCC process, more transparent by publishing more information about data inputs and assumptions. The committee will consider endorsing the proposed solution and corresponding manual revisions. Issue tracking, capacity market, enhancements, data transparency. B. Tom Hotson of Rolling Hills Generating is set to motion to defer consideration of an issue charge brought by LS Power seeking to align the winter-skewed risk modeling in ELCC with the summer-focused capacity emergency transfer limit, or CETL analysis. Issue tracking, capacity market enhancements, CETL. 3. Storage integration, transmission asset utilization in operations. PJM's Dave Anders will present a problem statement and issue charge that would open a stakeholder process to consider establishing rules for deploying battery storage as a transmission asset, or SADA.